In 2002, I read a book from a Tibetan monk called Longchenpa. The book was named The Basic Space of Phenomena. And that changed my way of seeing, that changed my way of seeing the world completely, being in awareness, you know, things happening in awareness, go out and in thoughts and so on. So that was really a radical change for me. I was way back told or advised to keep my eyes open when I meditate. That's what I'm used to. And I recall that once you told that being aware of being aware was the highest meditation. So that's what I practice. So when I practice, that is completely empty of phenomena, empty of everything,
yeah,
when I practice that.
Yeah.
And then recently, it really struck me, I should have done that years ago, that it's not my awareness.
Yes.
When I let go, there is a fall down here to my heart. It like the heart gets like a portal. And the whole, you know, it's like being in this, or this is this beautiful, creative, from this being, one being, seeing the world like that. And I just want to ask if you could comment on that or give me advice to practice in a more deep way, or no, I don't know.
Yes, okay.
Yes,
the phrase "being aware of being aware." It was the title of one of my books years ago.
I got it from. Yeah.
Yes. It's a phrase I like very much, and for me it has a lot of meaning. Some people have misunderstood it and indeed misrepresented it, suggesting that I think that being aware of being aware takes place in subject-object relationships.
Yeah,
not
the case.
This is, of course, a misunderstanding. I know that you understand this, but just in case there's any misunderstanding about this, I do not mean to imply by suggesting that being aware of being aware is the highest meditation, that being aware of being aware is something that takes place in subject-object relationship. I hope that I've made it abundantly clear that I do not think that, in just the same way that I now refer to the same non-experience the awareness of being. It's a little simpler. But even when I speak of the awareness of being, some people have misunderstood and misrepresented that to suggest that I think that awareness is one thing and being is something else, and that this relationship takes place in subject-object relationship. Again, I hope I have made it very clear that being aware of being aware, or the awareness of being, is a unique experience. It's like the sun illuminating itself. When we say the sun illuminates itself, nobody thinks that the sun that illuminates is one sun, and the sun that is illuminated is another sun. Everybody knows that the sun that illuminates and the sun that is illuminated are the same sun. Well, for the same reason, the awareness that knows and the being that is known are one.
Exactly.
The being aware that is aware and the being aware that we are aware of is one. So that is the highest meditation. Even to call it a meditation is a concession to the mind's desire to do something, because the sun, just as the sun does not need to do anything to illuminate it, it needs to do something to illuminate the moon. It needs to transmit its rays from the sun to the moon.
It's sort of self-arising.
But not self-arising, self-knowing. Okay. It doesn't arise, it just knows itself. The sun doesn't arise and set, it's eternally present. Yes, the awareness of being, or being aware of being aware, is just, it's what Our being is. It's not what it does. And that's why you've heard me say before that meditation, or at least the highest meditation, is not something we do. It's what we are. It's not all other meditations, apart from the awareness of being, repeating a mantra, watching the breath, watching your thoughts, all these, and they're all valid. I'm not implying any judgment of these meditations. They're valid, they're often necessary, but they're activities that we do or either cease doing with our mind. The awareness of being or being aware of being aware is not something that, it's got nothing to do with what the mind does or doesn't do. It is the nature of our being, just as it is the nature of the sun to illuminate itself, to shine. Shining is what it is, not what it does. Being, the shining of being is what being is, not what it does. And you're right, it doesn't really matter whether your eyes are open. It's being on the inside and being on the outside. There's only being wherever you look. There's only the one. In reality, it's only the one. It's thought and perception that divides or seems to divide the one, first of all, into a subject and an object, that's you and everything else, and then into a multiplicity of apparent subjects. But all of that is just an appearance. So when you understand that, it's being wherever you go, it's being. So it doesn't matter. You have your eyes open, your eyes closed, you can be in the bath, you can be cooking dinner, you can be walking down the street, you can be talking with friends, or you can be sitting more formally with your eyes closed, resting in being. It's the same. And this is what it means in the Christian tradition, to go back to our conversation about the Christian tradition, this is what it means to pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean to repeat a prayer non-stop. Mm-hmm. That's not possible. You have to use your mind at least part of the time for something else. So anyone that wants to repeat a prayer without stopping is going to have a battle on their hands, and they're always going to be feeling that they're failing, and therefore that they're a miserable sinner. And that's not what's meant. To be pray without ceasing it means to remain in being as being, both in the absence of experience with your eyes closed and formally meditating, but also in the midst of experience, to be only that, to know only that, and to love only that. That is to pray without ceasing. You still may decide from time to time to shut your eyes just because you don't want to be paying attention to the world, just to enable yourself to just to give your attention exclusively to the experience of being. But you wouldn't really be doing anything special that you were not doing while your eyes were open. So you can do either. It doesn't matter. Yep. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Yeah. I'm trained to have it.
It's fine. If that's your training, your conditioning. Yeah. My training was the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I started with 20 years of mantra meditation. Yeah. So I like closing my eyes.
Okay.
And particularly when I'm doing these guided meditations, it allows me to go very, very deeply into myself and to bring something out of that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but that's just my conditioning.
Yeah. I just want to add, I'm completely in love with our ultimate timeless being. I'm so much in love with that. I'm so, I can't tell you how devoted I am, and so, I don't know the English word.
It's all right, I understand.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
It's my heart.
That's perfect. That's beautiful, and that is a perfect note to end on.